Hi, and welcome to Convergently Speaking. Today we're talking about navigating change. And I'm Dan.
And today on the podcast, we'd like to share a recent life update and some pretty major changes that we've gone through as a family, which is the reason we've been pretty MIA here on the podcast, haven't updated recently, but we are back in the saddle now. So since January this year, we have been tirelessly working on the project to, as a family, move our entire life from Adelaide, Australia, where we've always lived as a family, and we've now moved to Minnesota, USA, which is where my family is and my hometown. So that's been a pretty major change for us, a very major change for us. And Dan, you can share some more about what that looks like for your practice and life from here.
So yeah, it's been a massive change and a very big undertaking, which is partly what we want to speak to today, because we noticed some interesting personality dynamics happen for the two of us in preparation for the move. As Caitlin said, we've always lived as a family in Adelaide, and I've actually lived there my whole life. So for me, this is the first time to move away from my home city. And for Caitlin, it's her first time living back in Minnesota in 15 years. We've visited before, but we've never lived here. So there's a number of reasons why we decided to move to the US. A big one being family. All of Caitlin's family live here in the Midwest part of the US. And our kids will have aunties and uncles here, and just an opportunity to build relationship with family that they haven't, in some instances, haven't met, or in some instances, they were very young when they met these family members. And so that's really exciting. But professionally as well, it's also really exciting. And there's some opportunities for me personally, but also Caitlin personally, and opportunities for us to work together more as a team. For those of you that have been following the podcast for a while, a few episodes back, I had an interview with my father-in-law, Stephen Weiss. So my father-in-law and mother-in-law and brother-in-law all live in Minnesota, and I'm going to be working alongside Steve in private practice. Steve has a lifetime of experience working both individually with clients as a psychologist, but also working with couples. And so the plan from here is to, in addition to maintaining our own individual private practice, start to collaborate on some content. It'll probably involve some video content, and we're going to run some in-person groups and workshops. So watch this space. So on the topic of today's podcast, I'll throw it over to you, Caitlin, to start to speak to this topic of navigating change and some of our learnings from the experience, and specifically relating that to our Myers-Briggs personality types. I suppose for those that are new here, we should reiterate that I'm an INFJ in the Myers-Briggs personality system, and Caitlin is an ISFJ. Over to you, Caitlin.
Yeah, thank you. So anytime that something big happens in life, I think it's always a good time to reflect and to observe how you're operating. And I know I always like to sort of see ways that I've grown when I go through a big change and how I've navigated it. So the entire process of moving, of planning, packing, dealing with visas issues, and then also looking forward to what life would look like here and what our plan was here in America. Through that whole process, you know, there's lots of moving pieces, lots of things to do. And as we were going through all of that, both of us were noticing and fortunately understanding what was going on for the other person and how we were interacting with the whole process differently, because we understood a bit about how our personalities differed. So we really noticed big differences in where we were focusing our time and attention and energy as we were going through and thinking about all the things that needed to happen and all the things that we needed to focus on in this big move. So understanding that from a personality type perspective through the Myers-Briggs system, the biggest difference that Dan and I have, and this is what was coming out, was that for me, my very first cognitive function is introverted sensing, and Dan's very first function is introverted intuition. And introverted sensing likes to focus on the here and now, likes to focus on details and tangible things that need to be organized, that need to be done. And introverted intuition, which Dan has, that is much more big picture and much more future oriented. So what we already knew about each other, but really was highlighted through this whole experience, was that when I was thinking about this project, I focused on the details. I focused on what needed to happen today and the process and linear things that needed to get done and the order they needed to get done in. So that, in a nutshell, is how my introverted sensing came out, especially in this situation. But Dan's experience of approaching this project was quite different.
When this all began, actually, it was a bit of a deja vu experience for me, because back in 2010, when we got married, we were over here in the US preparing for the wedding. And there were dynamics that played out both between Caitlin and I, but even more so just for me internally, that I didn't comprehend, and I certainly didn't have a personality system framing to explain what was happening back then. But what happened back then, and also this time, is that as we embarked in this very large project, the first time the project was getting married, which was large, and this time moving, I found myself sort of involuntarily titrating my exposure to the details to ward off a sense of overwhelm. And I've been living with myself long enough now to understand that if I have too many details coming at me, I quickly shift into a state of overwhelm or freeze, really, from too much sensory data. So I'd find myself almost daydreaming, but certainly thinking about the future and what life in Minnesota and what life in America was going to look like, thinking about what hurdles we might encounter once arriving in the US, and being quite conscious of the fact that we'll all be tired and worn out by the time we got here. And so what could I do? What could I put in place to mitigate, basically to mitigate future stress? Which was entirely different to the way that Caitlin was orientating herself and even the way in which her attempts to mitigate stress played out. So maybe you can explain a little bit about what you were doing, Caitlin. And maybe I'll just throw in here as well that within the framework of our two personality types, we're both IJ, so we're both introverted judges. And everyone that's an introverted judger, no matter what the other two letters in the middle are orientated towards trying to control chaos, trying to put everything in place and keep the chaos that is life ordered, systematic, etc. So I was trying to control future chaos, where I think you'd probably say for you, Caitlin, it was more like current chaos or current stress. Yeah. But I'll let you elaborate.
Yeah, absolutely. I was, like I said before, very focused on the here and now and what needed to happen. So, I mean, like a day after we decided we were definitely going to move, I started going through stuff in the closets that I knew we didn't need and got rid of a whole bunch of stuff. And that was my very first impulse, was just, okay, we just have to pare down, get rid of stuff. I know we will need to do it. I can do that right now. I'll do that. And then I moved on to getting paperwork ready for Dan's visa, understanding all that we needed to. And I suppose I was able to look big picture long enough to understand what the big picture looked like. But the way that I was understanding that big picture was understanding all the steps that we had to go through and then executing those steps. So essentially, once I understood the long-term goal is getting to America, I wasn't focused day to day on what things would look like in America and what that was going to be like. I was more just focused on the step that I was on in the project of getting there. But then, of course, there was real life too. As far as controlling the chaos, I was finding myself doing strange things like changing my diet and adding an exercise routine, which sort of seemed like adding another thing. But I think it was all that impulse to sort of, okay, I've got to get my routine down. I've got to get things simplified in life so that I can make space for this bigger thing that's happening. That was very much my focus day to day, and not really emotionally connecting yet with what life would look like when we got to the end of all of these tasks that needed to be done.
Yeah, and that's a beautiful segue into something we were talking about before we started recording, which you said to me, Caitlin, you asked me if I can kind of future project how I'll feel in a situation, which I thought was a really insightful question. And yes, I can. As an INFJ with introverted intuition, which is future orientated, and as someone who is a feeler, and so feelings are quite an important data point to how I navigate the world. I said I was trying to mitigate stress, but really what I was trying to do is to move pieces around so that upon landing in America, we'd have the best chance of feeling happy, healthy, and adjust well and adjust quickly. And so months out before we ever got on the plane, at different intervals, I would have emotions pop up about the whole project and about what it meant to move overseas and what that was going to look like and what that was going to feel like. And I was quite able to connect with those things that I was actually going to lose. For example, I spent a fair bit of time at the beach before the weather went colder because I knew that where we were moving to in Minnesota, there would be no beach, or at least not beach next to the sea. There is beach next to lakes. So again, I was quite focused on the future, and it wasn't a conscious thing. It was almost like a magnetic force pulling my consciousness's focus to the future, partly as a coping mechanism because the details were overwhelming. And after a while, I was able to have a level of acceptance around this and realize that I was operating just as one would expect. And then I really focused on simply trying to maintain the status quo that was our life, my schedule, doing the things I needed to do, maintain my responsibilities, and just tackle little bits and pieces of the details that were involved in moving day by day without expecting myself personally to put in place a detailed and sophisticated plan. And as time went on, Caitlin created systems, specifically an Excel document, and then I contributed to that master plan Excel document. And I hope you agree, Caitlin, that we then converged in our skills and abilities a bit, where I was adding stuff to that Excel document that was more future orientated. For example, I suggested we keep a list in there of things we needed to buy once we got to the US, because that's what my brain kept doing. Like, which things that we have here, are they going to be compatible in the US? If they're not compatible, then we're going to need to buy those things. And so we're able to, I think, combine into one master plan our disparate skills, gifts, and abilities.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. And I think it's a huge testament to the growth and understanding we've come to with each other over the last 12 years, and understanding our personality types for what, half of that, maybe even more, and learning through that lens has been massive. I mean, I can imagine another situation where we didn't have the history that we have of doing other life projects and seeing how the other person operated to be, you know, I could have easily gotten frustrated that you weren't contributing to the details. You could be saying, well, why aren't you even thinking about what life's going to be like, thinking that I'm being very short-sighted. But we were, like you said, able to both use our strengths, give each other space and grace to be, you know, understand everyone's in a stressful situation is quite a long-term, slow-burning stress. It was 9 months, ultimately, from making the decision to actually moving. That whole time, we had stuff to do and also had the awareness that life was about to change, which is stressful. And so we were able to give each other a lot of space, I think, to go, okay, I understand what's happening for you, and leveraging and using those skills in the best way. I had ownership that I was going to do most of the details and most of the nitty gritty and then ask you for help as I needed to. And as you say, yeah, also trust that what you were contributing and what you were seeing for the future, I was able to trust that I also, you know, oh, if you're thinking of that, I know I'm not tending to think of that. So I trusted that that was something that we should focus on. And, you know, I took that on board, I think. So I do think we did that really well. One of the things that is could be a challenge for us in our relationship is the fact that so much of our personality is similar. So it works well in a lot of ways. But with something big like this, we definitely could see our blind spots and our gaps. You know, it would have been nice to have a few other cognitive functions on board between the two of us to execute the plan. So I think as well, we were aware that, you know, there's gaps and this kind of big project isn't necessarily our strength. So we both understood, as we've talked about before in other podcasts, we were both doing the best that we could. And I think we did a pretty good job of understanding that most of the time.
Yeah, well, that was actually what I was going to say. I think it was a success and I think we did well. However, I think that there are a number of external factors that worked in our favor. So, for example, the process for me getting a visa actually ended up taking a whole lot longer than it was meant to. It wasn't meant to take us 9 or 10 months to actually get things in order and get over here. And had we had a much shorter timeline, it would have been a different story. So I think it's worth just highlighting that other side of the equation that, for example, because we are both IJs and we do like to try and control the chaos and we do like to sort of plan and prepare, IJs struggle more with spontaneity and last minute things. And I'd even probably say moving quickly. And so had we had, say, 3 months or even less, I think we would have experienced a whole bunch more stress. And that would be a prime circumstance that, say, an EP or even an EJ would have been a helpful person to have in the mix. Of course, there's only two people in our relationship. But Caitlin and I do often talk about the particular cognitive functions, especially the extroverted thinking and introverted feeling that neither of us have in our personality. And that certainly could have been of use to us through this period, but I've got to say Caitlin handled that piece of the puzzle. She sort of played that role really, really well, probably because there was enough time for her to do it in her own way. But you really stepped up and were productive and systematic in a way I've not seen you be for 12 years. So that was really cool.
Yeah, well, thank you. I was also, I suppose, proud of myself, impressed by myself that I was able to switch into sort of a more systematic and a more efficient way of operating through the whole process. And I suppose what was really going on was because my very first function is that one who's focused on the details, I can just get lost in the details. I don't see the bigger picture. And when it's just normal life going along, I like my routine, I lose sight of the big picture. And so having a bigger picture goal that was constantly there and obvious helped orientate me. And so I was able to still focus on details, but those details were going towards a specific direction rather than doing the things and being in the details just basically for the sake of it. So that was cool. Yeah. I guess I'm actually kind of just formulating that understanding right now. That'll be a cool thing to realize and hopefully something that I can use for myself to be motivated in the future. Realize that I need to figure out how to look a little bit bigger picture and have more of an outside goal than I sometimes have done.
I'm sure more reflections will come up as we walk out this journey. We've only been here just over 3 weeks now. The plan going forward is to look at releasing a podcast once a week, continuing on the same kinds of themes and approaches. But we also specifically want to start to do some interviews with some couples who both know their Myers-Briggs and possibly their Enneagram personality types. And sort of similar to how we've done today, discussing how our personalities operate in the relationship, to do that more with other couples. Not sure yet exactly how that's going to look, but if you're listening along and you're interested in being a guest with your partner, please don't hesitate to reach out. You can contact us on our email, which is podcast@danielanier.com. So thanks for bearing with us while we've been a little bit quiet. Now you have a bit more understanding what's been going on in the background of our life, and really looking forward to continuing this journey with you on Convergently Speaking. And until next time, stay curious.